and gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Woo! Y'all know what time it is, everybody. Welcome into another 3-Wide edition of the EG3 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Too many EG3s in that sentence. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, host of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gator Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. I'm just coming off of, obviously, what took place in Kansas City. I will have all the breakdown here in just moments before I dive into what was an action-filled weekend, of course. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie at Twitter handle. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. And, of course, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. You can find that wherever you download your podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Audioboom, CastBox, and many other platforms as well. And, of course, I had a little reminder today. Of course, all older episodes from this year's E3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. You can find that on SoundCloud as well, in which I will download some more, add some more episodes to playoffs as well, will be on there as well. So we're working that in as well. Of course, Big D, he will be here in the segment two. He'll join me in the EG3 3-Wide Garage here, where I do the show in Manhattan, Kansas, the MHK. It is cold. Yeah, it is officially fall, official. It has been, it's been a cold one up here, but none of the action in Kansas City was that cold up there. It was hot and heavy, obviously. Xfinity Series, I have my strong takes on that. I'm saving that for segment two, the last segment of tonight's show. Just a jam-packed show from the weekend at Kansas Speedway. And of course, recording this. I record on Mondays usually, but moved it a day over. Had support group last night, so moved it over to today, recording this on October 22nd, 2019. Yeah, it's getting down to it, man. I cannot believe it, folks. Four more races total left in the NASCAR Cup season, and boy, did we see a barn burner in KC. Now, let me just dive right on into it. Again, Big D will join me. Yes, he does not speak on this podcast, obviously, but he does a lot of work behind the scenes. He does a great job, but he will be here in the second part of the show. But man, I gotta tell you, folks, Saturday, Sunday was toward the end of that race, man. It got crazy in the stands real quick, especially with Chase Elliott's just determined drive to get there. And obviously, I didn't watch it in front of television, obviously. But when you look back at the situation, Chase, he needed stage points to get in. Of course, I will talk about that here, transitioning that. But obviously, start of the race, obviously, caught up with a few buddies of mine prior to this race, the Hollywood Casino 400. And met with a couple of my buddies there, Big D. He was able to go to the Saturday race with me, so that was good. He was unfortunately, able to stay for Sunday's race, but Saturday, again, that was action field turned out to be because of one stupid move. But back to Sunday, we're going to go back in time a little bit, of course, get to the track and everything else, get yourself ready to rock and roll. And then, of course, the guy, can't remember off the top of his name, top of my head of his name, from Supernatural. That's been I've seen little clips here and there about the show, but damn, that's been a long-running show, longer, maybe a tad longer than NCIS, the original NCIS, I tell you what. But man, I kind of forgot that show has still been going. Yeah, I don't pay attention to that particular show anymore, obviously, but he did the command, and early on, I thought, from where we're sitting at, where I was sitting at, along with our gang of buddies up there, that Kyle Larson started out of the House of Fire. Huge roll on the top. And I'm going to put this out there. Kansas is Darlington 3.0. Put it down. Put it on paper, baby. Kansas is the new... I'm not saying the new dogs, but everybody, you know, you got the grooves, low, middle, high groove, but everybody, especially Xfinity Series did it, but the Cup Series, boy, when it got strung out, almost everybody went to the top of the racetrack. I have seen this for years since I've been up here in the state of Kansas, since I've been attendee of Kansas Speedway Racetrack. That everybody's going to the high side or working the middle groove, what we saw Danny Hamlin do on Sunday, working that groove, middle groove to high groove. Blaney did it. Larson obviously knows how to do that. So man, everybody's rolling that top, getting it going. And Kyle Larson was just hanging that thing out there. And I thought for sure, talk to obviously my friends, and then we were joined by another couple who left the race earlier, but due to, I guess, it was too cold, and yes, again, time and time again, the fall race, Kansas, you're going to, especially when you're sitting that high up, I like to be up high, I want to see everything, yet, I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house, but I like to see a tad higher to see everything and where I'm at, turn four, I call that the action turn, baby, where everything pretty much happened, especially a couple critical incidences over the weekend. Suarez again, back to Smithley again on Saturday with that boneheaded move. Again, I'm gonna try to save that for segment two. But again, Larson hanging that thing out there. I thought for sure Larson, he came to play, and then the mistake on pit road there cost him, lost all that track position, cost him. I thought he was in good shape to possibly get some more stage points, but obviously that mistake, and Kyle Larson, that 42 team, they're one of the teams, obviously they made it due to the win at Dover, crashed out at Talladega, and I thought for sure that they would be contending, but I mean, they struggled in stage two there, and I mean, that car did not come up to speed until later in the run. We saw that thing wound up passing cars left and right, but you can't make mistakes in a semifinal, the Elite Eight. This is first time Larson in his position, and we all know, we talked about this already on this podcast. I don't want to beat the dead horse, but you know, we all know the obvious here. Larson gets to Miami. Y'all know what the deal is going to happen there. So minimizing the mistakes. That's the team. You know, they have to minimize mistakes. I mean, actually, let me take the minimize out. You can't have no mistakes at this point in juncture, especially the point differential, even though it's real tight across the board, surprisingly. That really opened my eyes when I checked the standings for this round of eight coming up, starting at Martinsville this weekend. First out of 500. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what Larson comes out with, because they've had a couple weeks to... I mean, yeah, you can fool around a little bit at Talladega and mess around a little bit. Maybe a little bit at Kansas. You know, I thought they had one of the stronger cars in the field there until making mistakes. You can't make mistakes here. in the stage of the season, especially if you're trying to reach that championship Final Four at Homestead in a few weeks here. Man, it's coming up pretty fast. You can't make mistakes. This 42 team, we've seen it over and over. They're fast. When they're right, they can lock you down. But they're fast and they make mistakes. That's what gets you in trouble. And it took them quite a while to get up there. And Daniel Suarez, who was pretty impressive through the first two stages, was hanging in there with the playoff boys, Blaney, Larson, Kyle Busch. He was right up there in the mix. And then, obviously, late in that race, obviously, gets wrecked there. He and Daniel Hemric. And speaking of Daniel Hemric, the pole sitter of this race, man, this was an odd, talk about odd, this was an odd front row. Obviously, Daniel Hemric still looking for a ride next year. Haven't heard nothing yet. Hemric starting on pole, first career pole. And he's a lame duck driver. Obviously, David Ragan retiring at the end of this year in that 38. That's your front row. If you would have told me, beginning of the year, a front row, if I pick a front row for one of the races, Daniel Hemric and, and David Ragan, how much you want to put on it? I would have told you, hell no. That will not chance to happen. And there you had it. Not even a playoff driver up in that's represented in that front row there. So that was stunning to me there. And obviously, yeah, it was impound. So you had guys trimmed out in qualifying. We've seen this all year long with this rule settings that these guys have been driving all year long. It's too hard to pass. All this jibber jabber stuff like that. Too hard to pass. I can't get my car wound up. And we've seen guys trimmed out, Q trim, and then we see the playoff guys like Truex and others, Ray focus on Larson and other guys focus more on race runs, and we clearly saw a difference there. So going on through the race, obviously, and then obviously another playoff driver, Joey Logano, and I'm not going to repeat what MTJ said, even though I want to, on his podcast, just in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3 post playoff edition here tonight. Of the podcast of Kansas, where I'm freshly from that. Logano, how many times are you going to keep burning a bridge here in this round? And boy, did he get lucky. Obviously, the problems at Dover, they were racing too hard, 24 laps down. Talladega, Hood coming up, being involved in a couple of crashes there. Pick up bits, points is there. And then I thought for sure Logano was in trouble because pitting early, and again, I was not in front of the TV set, so I don't know. I'm speaking clearly from a fan perspective who went to the race over the weekend. Logano in the pits for whatever issue he had early, and I thought, and early, this dude was out in right field. Not that 22 was not even close in the ballpark, and that probably goes in the same level as Brad Keselowski, because apparently Keselowski told NBC, you know, finishing up reading Jeff Gluck's Fab Five, or what do you want to call that, earlier today, he told Keselowski, told NBC that we're ready to dominate, get to the front, and dominate this race. Well, we saw what happened with him. Not a factor throughout. He dropped like a rock. Logano was nowhere near. He was like 15th to 16th place there in that instance. And he was in trouble there, and then a caution comes out, saves his bacon, and of course, you're the defending champion, trying to get back to Miami, defend your championship here in Logano. Ty Gordon says, stay out, and what the hell, all of a sudden, you win stage one. Where the hell that come from? I have no idea how in the world he did that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. But Logano is I'm not going to repeat what Martin said, but that dude coming out, he's fortunate coming out of this round, because he don't score those points. Because Logano, I don't think he might have scored a point or two points or a point in stage two. I can't remember off the top of my head, but for sure he was heading in deep water, because Keselowski had a 20-point lead. Logano had 18 points entering the Hollywood Casino 400, because these guys were not safe. Going in, you had to make Elliott, who I thought was a threat, to hop himself in, which it turned out he did. Late in overtime. Big time drive. But Byron, Boyer, and somebody else, I mean, Keselowski. I'm leaving somebody else out of the mix. You had the three Bs, that's for sure, and Chase Elliott. Yeah, that was the Elimination Boys coming in to this thing, right? All right, so now, Logano scoring stage one was huge, and then from then on, Joe Gibbs Racing, the JGR juggernaut, woo, was on point, and it definitely was on point live in KC over the weekend. Kyle Busch, he did not lead laps, but he was in the top five all day long. Mark Truex Jr., boom, started out outside the top 10, worked his way quickly inside the top 10, worked his way to the lead in this race before giving way to the Denny Hamlin remix. Denny Hamlin, just from stage two on, just outworked everybody and just dominated. Can't speak with Corey Denny Hamlin again. A little refresher, former winner a few years ago in the spring race there over Martin Truex Jr. there back a few years back. Denny Hamlin, of course, everybody knows Denny Hamlin, the best driver in NASCAR right now in the current situation. Without that championship, everybody's keep bringing that up, talking about it. Not everybody knows the situation with Denny Hamlin. You know, the resume's there and all that. We've talked about this all year long in the podcast, so has everybody else. So we're aware of the situation. Denny Hamlin, after the fact, after winning, surviving, double OT, saying, boy, I can't wait to get to Martinsville. And I'm sure he can, along with the seven other contenders that he's going to have to deal with here. And again, back to the mistakes. You can't really have mistakes here in this round. That's just bottom line here. It's just too tight. I told one of my friends who's a part of the Truex Nation group that, you know, he was already looking Ford Homestead. Not so fast, man. I mean, I'm telling you guys, folks, it is stacked. Round 8, top to bottom, and probably going to end up doing a preview here at the end of the week here about all 8 of these drivers. Won't dive too much into it tonight, but obviously, guys, Kyle Busch, Mark Truex Jr., the JGR juggernaut, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano, they're getting the nod. He's going to start inside getting the final spot for right now, heading in this, of course, Joey Logano. Of course, we all know what happened last year. All that finished out Martinsville. So, Logano, defending winner there, will look to do it again. Starting outside the playoff picture is Kevin Harvick. Then, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Blaney. I think Blaney and Larson, I swapped the two. But anyways, either way, they're out. And right now, and they're gonna have to be mistake free. I mean, Ryan Blaney was running solidly until a fender adventure there late. It's out of control. But you know, it's unfortunate for them. But they're fast. Get those mistakes out of your system, because I mean, Larson, Blaney, they're gonna have to do a little bit of work here in this first race. I mean, again, keep riding the castle with this, all right? But you cannot start off slow, even with the other guys. I mean, even with the advantage that the JGR juggernaut have had, Kyle Busch, Truex, and Hamlin, just focusing on those three. You can call it the big three or whatever, but I'm going to call this the JGR juggernaut, because the big three, part three, obviously, we talked about the big three all year in the Xfinity series, which we'll talk about here in segment two. And this is it here. Coming in, Kyle Busch had, a 15-16 point advantage over Martin Truex Jr. That has been diminished quickly, or I should say gradually, over the NASCAR playoffs this year. Now we're going to look at it. I haven't pulled it up in front of the screen yet, which I will do here shortly. But Truex is stopped somewhere. He is there. Denny Hamlin's won stage two, and obviously won in double overtime over the weekend at the Hollywood Casino 400 there. So, yeah, I have it switched up now. So, look at this picture here. Look at this. So, when you look at it here, MTJ, four out. When you look at the, if you want to look at it the original way, four out, Hamlin, nine out. So, that's really tight. So, and then obviously you have Logano, Harvick. And then with the points reset there, really too close right there. And when we look at the points overall, even back to Blaney, that's not that much. Even, yeah, you look at 20 points, that's nothing. If you can get stage points here and there and have one of the other guys screw up or have mistakes, there, you're back in this ball game. So it's really tight, man. I was really, really shocked to see that right there. So, man, I mean, it's going to be who makes the least mistakes. It's going to go on. Obviously, a win, and you're getting a ticket to Miami for the championship chase next month. So, all these eight guys know it's on the line, and it's going to be barn burner. Martinsville, we've seen it the last couple years. Y'all better strap up and get your helmet on, folks, because it's going to be some hard-hitting action. I mean, Logano set the table, but the year before that, obviously. And, you know, going back to Chase Elliott there, real quick, man, that crowd out there, it was going bananas. Chase Elliott restarted, what, eighth position? And all of a sudden, knowing his situation, he knew he had to win. And again, it was not for a TV set, so I have not. And maybe at some point this week, I will go back, rewatch it on a DVR screen and see how it ended up there. But Chase Elliott roared his way to second and challenged Denny Hamlin there. Again, remember, these two got history now. I know Denny Hamlin tried to play this nice guy stuff in the playoffs, trying to repay the bank here, little penny here, little penny there, things like that. But in this situation, and Chase Elliott was very good last time at Martinsville. Obviously, Brad Keselowski took the field to Virginia Beach there and put a waxing on him in the spring race there, leading some more for some 400 laps. Damn, it'll be interesting to see what happens this time around with that. Keselowski not in the playoffs no more. Eliminated. William Byron had a strong. He was absolutely strong all day long. Top 10. Top 5 numerous times. Byron a 5th place finish. Fortunately, he's out of this thing. Alex Bowman. Where was Alex Bowman? Alex Bowman nowhere to be found. Last ditch effort there. Trying to lead laps. Trying to stay out, get that caution. Nothing doing this time around. So Bowman, Keselowski, the stars of the show in the springtime race. Well, that wasn't going to happen. Well, that was not to be this time around. Wow. How things have changed from May to October. Wow. I mean, I racked on Bowman the last couple weeks and the team didn't show up. I mean, the issue, I guess Alex Bowman tweeted out that the tire combination for this playoff race was not up to their speed, up to their liking, and it pretty much showed. Nor to be found in the hometown boy, Emporia, Kansas native, Clint Bowyer. And if I look at the sheet here, as I switch the screen here to the finishing, where Clint Bowyer finished 8th, but that did not get it done for good 14. He's out of this mix. So, William Byron, 5th. Clint Bowyer, 8th position. You got to go down here. Find Brad Keselowski, the stunner, 19th down here. And if I can find that Bowman, where was Bowman here? Try to look for that 88 car. Bowman, Alex Bowman, just outside top 10 in 11th place. That didn't get it done. The last ditch effort. He's out of the playoffs there. So we pretty much covered that beast here. But back to Brett Keselowski for the second consecutive year in a row. Kansas the Kryptonite for Keselowski in this instance here. 3-wide NASCAR Pilots EG3 grooving along here on this Tuesday night, EG3, Eddie Greer III here with you guys tonight. Thanks for hanging out on this post-playoff edition of Kansas. So Keselowski, you know, had the confidence early, tell NBC that, hey, we're going to come out and dominate this race, and we're going to win this race, we're going to dominate, right? Mm-mm. Did not happen there, and apparently had damage to the nose of that race car. Probably had an effect in it, and he was nowhere to be found. After that, he dropped like a rock in that stage. And I said this last week, and I'm going to keep saying it. Stage points. You got to get stage points every chance you get. And, I mean, you have 6 chances to get stage points. And, yes, of course, you got to finish your deal also. But these things are critical, and it came back to bite Keselowski in the behind. They're trying to make up spots there late in the second overtime there, and then Keselowski tacked the wall. You know, going back and watching the replay of it, Keselowski tacked the wall. Hail Mary effort there, Keselowski, the big stunner. And so you put yourself in that position, and you're in trouble there in that instance there. And then, of course, the last caution coming in overtime there. That happened right in front of us there. Suarez, who ran strongly for the first 2 stages and then faded late in the final stage there, had a strong run, but fortunately for him, he ended up in the wall. Daniel Hemric went straight backwards, as does all those RCR cars have done all year long. Qualified well and raced badly, poorly, if I want to put it bluntly there. So that's been the story of their year, right, all year. RCR cars qualify good, race bad. That's why I do. I tell the truth on this podcast, right? What's not sugarcoated, right? RCR qualifies good and race bad. I mean, for the section of Tyler Reddick, who came up in his spring race in Kansas and ran pretty strongly. But outside of that, Hemric, Austin Dillon, that's been a story. And results in Ding Hemric booted out of the 8 car for Tyler Reddick there. And so that's a whole nother story I can fall for another time. But man, oh man, you know, oddly enough, in a situation here, Keselowski, Logano, they got some work. Well, now it's Logano and Blaney. Who would have thought Logano and Blaney? And a lot of us thought that all 3 Penske cars would be challenging the JGR juggernaut of the 11, 19, and the 8, 11, 18, and 19 cars. But instead, Logano, 22, who has that horseshoe. I think if anything else right now, Jimmy Johnson, you know, making that comment, Kevin Harvick, that comment about the horseshoe on Jimmy Johnson way back a few years back, that horseshoe is with that 22 right now. And that really, that has to go back to late last year. So, and it's just there because, yeah, Logano doesn't put that move on Truex there. I don't think we're having another discussion here at this point in time, but you can't change things now. But that horseshoe, right with that 22 right now, because whew, that was a rough round for him. And anything but, he can't have mistakes in this coach, because you got a hungry Harvick behind you as well. And this goes for the triple threat of JGR as well. They can't afford to have a mechanical issue, whatnot, and things can get a little hairy at Martinsville. We've seen it. And again, I want to go back to Chase Elliott here. What a drive here. If he makes to the championship 4, and he's been dying. He has been salivating at the opportunity to get a championship berth in Miami since, you know what, a couple years ago at Martinsville in the very same setting. Elliott leading, Hamlin dumps Chase there, setting off that. And then ever since then, Denny Hamlin, folks, has been trying to repay the bank there, try to play nice guy. But this point of juncture, I want to see if this happened. I mean, we've seen it last year a little bit, and Denny Hamlin played nice there. Chase Elliott there, even though he was trying to get up there and get to Hamlin there, would play, maybe play a little conservative there, maybe a tad, maybe I'm maybe I'm wrong, but knew in the situation going there. But Chase Elliott with the championship driving save of the year to this point there, roaring 8th to 2nd there. And but the final restart fell back there, but eventually regained his spot there. Too little too late there, but we see a situation of Denny Hamlin. I'm going to call it right now, because Denny Hamlin, you know, 5 wins on the year for Denny Hamlin, oh, by the way, and led 153 laps in a Kansas in a Kansas whooping there in Kansas City over the weekend. But I'm going to tell you this, folks, ladies and gentlemen. We have a situation, and I got, for some reason, with the way this is shaking out, could be shaping out, 11 and 9 are close together to the front, whichever order that is, going for the win at Martinsville. Woo! You know, people, a lot of people are going to be paying to see that, and that place, Martinsville, that place should be sold out. Especially for the fall race. Obviously, next year, with a new schedule and everything, with it being the first night race, official night race, there next May, you're talking about Elliott and Hamlin, again, a remix, redux, what happened 2 weeks ago. I definitely want to see that come off for real, because at this point in the game, Logano did what he had to do to get to Miami. This is what you work for. 32 races to get in this position to be one of the 8 finalists for an opportunity to get to Miami to race for a championship in a few weeks. This is what you've been working for all year long. Chase wasn't going to let that happen on last Sunday. He was obviously determined there, and he was in trouble there until the clock came out there, and then the seas opened up for Chase Elliott to make a hell of a run there. So, you circle that one, folks. Obviously, Chase gets wins. I mean, you still point your way in now, obviously, but there's that possibility of being 3 different winners, and we know this for a guarantee. Speaking of guarantees, I do know this for a guarantee. One guy's going to get in on points. That's a guarantee I can make to you guys. Obviously, you have probably 3 different winners. And then, now Keselowski out of the mix in these playoffs, now, he could probably play spoiler. But, you know, but for some odd reasons, the playoff drivers in this setting, the playoff 8, the Elite 8, rise to the occasion, and you're going to see these guys up front. So, but if Keselowski slips aboard the pitcher, yes, Clint Bowyer, he runs well there as well, but now you're looking at these guys and Jimmy Johnson, who finished in the 10th spot in the Hollywood Casino 400. He was up there in the top 12 most of the day. So, I mean, Jimmy Johnson's going to be starving for a win. So, those guys could play spoiler here. And like do with Brandon Jones over the weekend, play spoiler really changed things up. So, I mean, for a time being, I'm going to go with 3 different winners. Possibly, but for sure. We've seen this in the past, movie in the past. One guy gets in on points. So you can do that. You can be solid. Have good finishes down the line. Not make mistakes. Yeah, you're gonna be in good position getting that final spot at Homestead. But top 10 from the Hollywood Casino 400 quickly here. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, the Busch Boys, 3-4. William Byron, already talked about him already. Eliminated from the playoffs. Martin Truex Jr., Eric Jones, bringing that 20 home in the 7th spot. And oh, by the way, before I hopped on here tonight, that 20 team was penalized for, I believe it was that team was docked for a lug nut violation there. But Eric Jones, though, strong 7th place run. Clinton Bowyer eliminated from the playoffs 8th. Kevin Harvick 9th. And I mentioned Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson was coming on here as of late. But he's not the fastest non-playoff driver. That nugget belonged to Kurt Busch, finishing in the 4th spot. But Jimmy Johnson, yeah, might want to keep an eye on him, because that dude, he's been a hungry hippo for a while and talking that talk. And now we're seeing that Cliff Daniels 48 machine kind of be a factor here late in the season. So there's that news right there. I already talked about the 8 drivers there. So, but wow, Denny Hamlin, not 1, but 2 overtimes, gets it done over Chase Elliott. Elliott gets the final spot in the playoff picture for the semifinals and leaves Brad Keselowski searching for answers, getting ready for next weekend. In my favorite words, like, let's say Keselowski, yes. I mean, he's still racing, but Keselowski going home from the playoffs. EG33Y continues here before we take our only break of the night here. Trucks back on track, ladies and gentlemen. for race number two of the round of six in the Gannett Outdoor playoff chase there. Obviously, last time we were there, that just reset the picture for you here real quick here. Spencer Boyd with the upset victory at Talladega there after, allegedly, Johnny Sauter won the race on the track, but he got handcuffed there by NASCAR. Take the win away from Spencer Boyd with the upset there for Young Motorsports there. And no plow driver did not win that. So then we all moved to Martinsville. Xfinity is off. Not racing at Martinsville until next year for the Xfinity Series race. But for this weekend, Xfinity is not. They have, I believe, which it would be. No, they have 2 weeks off, actually. Oh, wait a minute. No, they have to. This is their final week. Yep, this is their final golf for the Xfinity Series race there. So, anyways, the picture is set. The stage is set here for the Gannett Outdoor Truck Series race, playoff race at in the VA Moffitt right now. Plus 45 from the elimination line. Stuart Friesen, 22. Austin Hill, 12. Matt Crafton, only one to Tyler Ingram, probably one of the more surprise stories in this postseason generally right now. Ingram, 1. Chastain, 2. Chastain, opportunity right here for him to get it done. Chastain ran very well last time the Truck Series ran at Martinsville. But, of course, Kyle Busch won that one. There's no Kyle Busch in the field this time around. So, interesting to see. It's wide open. Moffitt, a win for any of the plow drivers. You're in the home, in the homestead, baby, to race for a championship. It's really, really tight between Crafton, Ingram, and Chastain. Boy, oh boy, that popcorn feeder is going to be popping on Saturday afternoon. Cannot wait to see what happens here. Of course, the NASCAR Hall of Fame 200 goes down Saturday, 12:30 Eastern Time. That's an 11:30 Central Time start here in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. So, again, the Truck Series back on a racetrack again here. And I believe they'll be off next week, which will be their final off week. And which is, it's this schedule for the trucks, very weird. And all these off weeks in the playoff format, it doesn't really make sense to me. But it is what it is, I guess, I suppose. But, hey, you go into the off week, these plow drivers now, you have an opportunity to get it done. So we'll see what happens there with the Truck Series. An upset winner, Spencer Boyd, will we have another one? Or will Chastain, Crafton, Brett Moffitt step up in the picture and get a ticket to Miami? All right, folks, time to take that break now. Big D's just arrived here, so we're going to take that break right now. When we come back, segment two, save the best for last, actually, here tonight on this post-playoff edition of the podcast. Oh, boy. Wow. A huge season-changing moment changed everything through our NASCAR podcast coming back.
This is a quick pit stop. The Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR podcast rolling on here on this Tuesday night, chilly October fall here in the MHK to Manhattan, Kansas. EG3 here with you guys. Eddie Gritter III, for through our NASCAR podcast, EG3. All about the latest in the world of NASCAR. The playoffs are heating up. We are getting down to business here. Whew. The Xfinity Series. Going back to my recap of Kansas, we were there. Big D's checked in. He settled in here in the EG3 3-wide garage area where we do this podcast. Chris, Xfinity, changing moment of the year. Wow, and this was a last minute moment change. Big D was here, was at the racetrack on Saturday. I was glad for him to make it. This was actually a last minute decision for us, and another buddy of ours went with us as well. There, and we did not sit in our normal seats because we didn't, prior to this race, we did not purchase Xfinity tickets, but we decided last minute to go because Martin Truex Jr. signing was going to happen at 5 o'clock. So we might as well just go to the race and see what it's all about, right? So Xfinity playoff, obviously Xfinity round of eight opener for the Xfinity series. And from where we're sitting now, we were up close and personal for this race here, and we could still see everything, but I like it a little bit more up top, a little bit more than up close. But man, we can smell the diesel fuel of these cars. This is what it's all about, folks. If you have not been in a NASCAR race, you should attend. If you're going to the Martinsville race, Texas, ISM, and obviously a lot of people will be going to Miami, obviously, for the championship races, but if you want to attend the race, go. Do it. Man, it's just one of those deals that, hey, you got to experience it for yourself. Yeah, it's another thing. It's just another thing. The cars on TV are probably a little bigger compared to what you see when you see these cars in person. These things are small. But these things go fast. And I tell you what, the big three in the Xfinity Series, Reddick, Bell, Custer, damn, they put on a hell of a show there. Chase Briscoe's up in the mix as well all day long there. These guys put on a clinic there. Bell leading. And then next thing you know, Cole Custer was up there. Tyler Reddick running that rim riding Kansas Speedway. Again, like I said in the first segment, Kansas is the Darlington 3.0. Everybody's just going up there, and when it settled in, you could see it. Everybody's just comfortably riding the top side a little bit here and there, whatnot. And Big D, whew, tell you what, man. And this happened. All the action started right when we left because we had to go catch an autograph session again. Martin Truex Jr. signing there. So we had to do it. So had to miss the rest of the race. And funny enough, all the action started when we left. Right. All right. So, but we listened to MRN on the way there. So we listened to the rest of it. So we know what went down on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. EG3. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. EG3, Big D, the producer of the podcast. I tell you, man, everything just changed. And Noah Gregson, and before I get to Noah Gregson, man, I thought Noah Gregson was going to mix it up. He scored big time stage points in the first stage, and then again, did a Kyle Larson team mistakes on pit road, put him back a little bit, and he struggled to get back up through the field there. Michael Annett, his Junior Motorsports teammate, also was out to lunch, and then he rallied back for a big time finish there. And of course, Justin Allgaier, all three of his Junior Motorsports cars still in the running there. But, all right, so everything, Chase Briscoe versus Christopher Bell. What happened a few months ago at Iowa? Briscoe overtook Bell late in this race, less than 10 laps to go, got the win at Iowa. Briscoe, for those of you who don't know, a very talented dirt track racer, and Briscoe is doing work on C. Bell late in the race, and it gets down to less than 20 laps to go there, and all of a sudden, we hear commotion on MRN radio. Shout out to MRN radio for what they always been doing all year long, calling the races there. All of a sudden, commotion. Briscoe, Bell, the leaders, wreck on the front stretch, turn four, the action turn at Kansas Speedway. And it involved a lap car. Again, lap car. This time in the person of none other than Garrett Smithley. This changed everything. And I'm going to go back to it, Big D, in a second here. But this moment right here, circle it. Chase Briscoe driving his ass off there, holding Bell, working Bell, runs in the lap car, and I believe, and from the replays that I've been seeing, I've seen this over and over. Bell trying to check up, it was Briscoe trying to check up Smithley, tries to basically cut off the front nose of the 98 car, and it's a quick chain reaction there. Bell spinning on the grass, Briscoe getting damaged there. Briscoe devastated. Of course, I can tell from the tweet there, golden opportunity missed for the 98. Costly there for him there. And now you go to Texas in a couple weeks here, try to get that back. And obviously, ISM, you don't know. And strategy, ISM, that's going to be right up in the cards of these other guys like Annette or Gregson or Allgaier. Still hanging around here. ISM is one of Allgaier's better racetracks there. But the big three there. And then, of course, that set up another reaction. Late restart there. Cole Custer, Tyler Reddick there. Make contact. Very late coming to the line. And all of a sudden, the kid who's had all types of bad luck in between the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series, Brandon Jones. That Jones boy, not Eric Jones, but the new that Jones boy, Brandon Jones, holds off Cole Custer for the win. Improbable, impeccable, first winner, first time winner in NASCAR in the Xfinity Series. I be damned. Brandon Jones, drive of his life, last couple laps there to win it there, and that's too bad for him that he's eliminated, but what a that, and I'm going to see how that's going to carry for him for the rest of the year. But Brandon Jones, he's been fast in numerous races all year long in the Xfinity Series. And for whatever reason for another, he has the worst luck in all NASCAR. Everybody can probably contest that. But Brandon Jones, awesome for him to get it done in that type of setting right there. Brandon Jones knocking it down right there for his first win. Wow. Cole Custer, again, this is happening while we're getting set for this session, so we did not see this live. Unfortunate there, so. But Cole Custer, not happy. And I'm not going to repeat what Jeff Gluck tweeted and said in his article there, but bad word was expletive was said there about Reddick. And then let the wrestling begin there on pit road between the guys, and then let the pit crew jump in as well. It was messy there for a little bit, a little blood here and there. Somebody got their punches in there in that fight there. And then Custer, he was intent. There was a talk to Reddick there. But again, when you put hands on somebody, you might as well throw down, baby. And wrestling, I don't call that throwing down. You better throw some blows, baby. And apparently Reddick might have got some in because there was a picture in there that his knuckles was a little red there as well. So, playoff intensity, definitely the meter is high. And I cannot wait for Martinsville for what we have seen the last couple years at Martinsville in this type of play. The intensity meter is going to be pegged four times more now that we're in this situation. But so, it's playoff racing. Hey, you know, the big three, we've heard it, we talked about it, we've seen it. We've heard it, smelled it all year long. And it's just going to get more intense from here. They want to beat each other's brains out. And Cole Custer missed an opportunity to officially punch his ticket in here. Cole Custer overtook Bell in parts during his Xfinity race the Kansas Lottery 300. Post-playoff reaction of the EG3 show rolls on. We have a few more minutes with you here tonight. EG3 here with you from an action-packed race. Action-packed weekend, excuse me, from KC, Kansas Speedway. with Big D. Unfortunately, we would have, I mean, we doubted because we weren't unsure what time the session started, the autograph session, so we had to leave a tad early for that Mark Trish Jr. signing. So, but if there was not a sign there, well, we would have been in the front row seat because we were right there in turn one, up close and personal. We would have saw it right there. But unfortunately, we weren't there to see it. But hey, in a world that we're living in, social media is king. Hey, we saw it anyway. So, man, unreal. And Christopher Bell, their fiance, tweeted out something. I can't remember what it was, but she was pissed. There, yeah, I would be pissed as well in that situation. Chase Briscoe, huge opportunity missed in that situation, and saving the Smithley situation here real quick. But let's just go real fast to where everybody finished in the Case Lowry 300 with the top 10 first, though. Brandon Jones, stunning up, and I'm going to put this as upset category. It's an upset. Tyler Reddick actually finished in the second spot. Chase Briscoe third, Michael Annette fourth, Justin Allgaier fifth, Jeremy Kmetz sixth, Justin Haley, John Hernemechek, your last year's Kansas winner, Ryan Sieg, Ross Chastain. By the way, Ross Chastain signed a one-year deal, full-time deal, with Colleague Racing, and where things are shaked out now. I mean, I don't want to look too far in advance right now. That team could be a playoff contender for sure next year. So that's your top 10. So where do you ask C-Bell, Cole Custer, where they finish at? Cole Custer, 11th. C-Bell, 12th. Noah Gregson, 13th. And then let's get the playoff drivers again. Annette, 4th. Allgaier, 5th. Briscoe, 3rd. Reddick, 2nd. There. So that's just making sure. And then Austin Cindric, he had a disappointing day. Austin Cindric, I have not mentioned his name. He had issues all day long. They are tagging the wall, and it caused one of the cautions there. And I can't think of who he put in the wall. I believe it was that 18 car. Don't know who piloted that car off the top of my head either. I think he retired early in the race there. No, Harrison Burton. Yeah, Harrison Burton. He put Harrison Burton in the fence. There, Harrison Burton finished 34. But Austin Cindric, bad start. There, he came in here in the fourth spot. In that final spot, well, he's leaving last in the stage. We look at it here, folks, going to the playoffs real quick. Bell, still comfortable. So is Custer, 38 out. Tyler Reddick, 37. So these guys still, the only way you're going to put the big three out is somebody with an upset victory in out of Allgaier, Briscoe, not Allgaier. Allgaier's in right now, heading into Texas next week. Allgaier, so Briscoe, Annette, out of Briscoe, Annette, Gregson, and Cindric. Cindric, 30 out. A lot of work to do. So this is what I'm talking about. Cindric, Austin Cindric, his day that he had, you can't have that in the Cup Series, obviously. So, they're capable, but there's no real course in the semifinals next Xfinity Series. So that's, they have their work cut out for him, but Annette, huge winner. You're only 12 out. Gregson, still hanging in there, only 17 away. So again, that for sure, unless things get wildly changed, just like we saw the last 20 laps unfold in front of us on last Saturday at Kansas, the final spot's going to be that fourth spot. So, and Chase Briscoe missed a huge opportunity to do that. So, the only way you're not going to see the big three is that two guys win. That's the only way you're going to see it. And they got one more chance to do that. Otherwise, we're going to be seeing the big three and somebody else battle for the championship there. So, the next time the Xfinity Series races will be next week. Not this week, but next week. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 300 in prime time, November 2nd. That's next Saturday on NBCSN. Of course, another reminder for you guys, ladies and gentlemen, the round of eight opener, the semifinals, the first out of 500, 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock right here Central time on NBCSN. Strap up, at Martinsville is going to go down one more time for the Trucks kick off the doubleheader. Anticipated doubleheader weekend, playoff weekend in the VA. NASCAR Hall of Fame 200, 12:30 Eastern Time, 11:30 right here, listening time here in the Central Time Zone. So, man, playoff, baby, it is cranking way up here, folks. So, wow, and others here real fast here. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he signed with JTG Doherty for next year. So, Buescher and Stenhouse switch rides there. And thankfully, lastly, but thankfully, everybody's all right. From the incidents to Kansas, trailers being involved in accidents involving colleague and JTG Doherty. So, praise the Lord on that. Everybody was all right, and they're able to get to the track safely without any more issues. So last but not least, here is Garrett Smithley before we hand EG3 helmet stickers to wrap this thing up. Thank you for tuning in to the post-playoff edition of the EG3 3-Hour NASCAR podcast. Eddie Grader III here with you guys one more time. Garrett Smithley, I mean, you know the situation here. I already talked about you go in front of the leaders who are battling, not only for a win. This is not the regular season. And even then, you know the situation. You're a lap car. And he was running the bottom all day long, obviously, and then he had the nerve to go up to the racetrack. And again, we're talking about Garrett Smithley again in a playoff situation. But this, I mean, At Vegas in the Cup Series, I defended Garrett Smithley and Kyle Busch. I got after Kyle Busch on that one. So, yeah, we were all with Garrett Smithley there, including myself, because that's a different situation. Kyle Busch, he drove in front. He looked with his eyes. Everything wasn't behind him. Everything was in front of him. So, I don't know why Kyle Busch ran in the back of Smithley. So, that was, I put it on Kyle Busch. This one, I put on Garrett Smithley 100% in the Xfinity Series rate. The Xfinity regular. I mean, clearly, I don't know. Freddie Kraft apparently spots for Smithley. And I don't know Freddie personally, but listening from Dora Bubba Clear, he's a good, funny-ass dude. So, I don't know. Well, Garrett Smithley did a huge, I'll put this on the driver. Because you have to know the situation. This is a playoff race. Not only that, this is an elusive ticket to Homestead for opportunity to win for a championship. And you're telling me that you did not listen to your spotter. This is a huge no-no. And you had 31 races to know the situation. Tommy Joe Martins or whatever went on tweet and said and whatnot and making excuses. Stop making excuses. I don't give a damn if you're Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, William Byron, Clint Boyer, Kevin Harvick, I don't care if you're those guys. I don't care if you're Reddick, Harrison Burton, or whoever. You got to know the situation if you're lap down. And this is going back to Dover. Joey Logano racing hard, 24 laps down. You're not even in the race. You're not even in the ballpark. Stop it. You're not even in the ballpark. Just stop. You shouldn't be. I mean, yeah, you want to get points and all that other stuff, but you're only going to get 1 point. I mean, yeah, it could come. I mean, for him, like I said in segment one, Joey Logano is awfully lucky to be in this round. Just to be still alive in these playoffs. Survive in advance. Put that next to Joey Logano. That's what he just did. But unbelievable. Garrett Smithley basically just cuts off Chase Briscoe's momentum. He had a checkup and his bell. This is an absolute mess, Big D. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys seen it. If you guys have not, then I don't know where you guys have been looking at. You have to go back, see the replay of it, because I've seen this thing 100 times. And I just cannot believe what we watched there Saturday, or on the TV set, on the cell phone Saturday, what unfolded. This, by far, a game-changing moment in the Xfinity Series, and we'll see what Chase Briscoe does. We had Briar Starr on the podcast last week, and me and him both said that Chase Briscoe, it could be that fourth guy to challenge the Big Three in the Xfinity Series. It still can be, but big time opportunity missed for unfortunate circumstances for the guy, for Chase Briscoe, running due to a stupid lap car. Don't know what the hell he's doing. Yeah, 31 laces. I mean, what you doing? I mean, we can feel sorry for him, all that. I get that. But at the same time, in a 90% bigger picture, I'm not going to make excuses for you, but bro, you have to know what you're doing on a racetrack. Get the hell out of the way. And the results of that, could have missed out an epic duel between between Briscoe and Bell. Part 2. Instead, no sequel. We don't get no sequel. We get Leader's Wreck, and then Brandon Jones wins the race, which he deserves, no doubt. Not to take a win away from. And then, you know, we might not see Cole Custer or Reddick fight. A lot of dominoes. Ladies, a lot of dominoes fell in this situation. And there's just no reason for it. I mean, racing 24 laps down is another thing. And I express my opinion on that. That should not happen. Especially when we're going to get a dose of reality here in Martinsville. I'll tell you what, beating, banging, get ready. I'm telling you, put the strap up, put the helmet on, shoulder pads on. Let's go to work here. Because there's going to be some beating, banging. I just know for fact here. It's this case here. But Briscoe does not make the title race at Miami. Circle this one on the board. 20 laps to go. Briscoe was holding Bell off, and Garrett Smithley changed everything. So, man, I'm still fired for over the weekend. So that's the passion what I'm talking about here. I'm not gonna give excuses here. You gotta know what you're doing here. I'm pretty sure Freddie got told him to stay low, and Garrett Smithley did a bonehead decision here. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what Tommy Joe Martin says, anything like that. Stop making excuses for him. You're an Xfinity regular driver. You're getting paid to, a lot of people want to drive race cars for a living. You're getting paid to do it. And probably the biggest mistake of these playoffs there, causing a big time wreck there, and maybe could have cost Chase Briscoe an opportunity, even though he's still right there in very well striking distance. Opportunity to race for a championship. Damn. I tell you that. Woo. Alright, I'm going to get in trouble here. E3 Helmet Stickers to wrap up the show here tonight. Let's get it to you before we sign off here tonight. Chase Elliott, almost said Chase Briscoe. Chase Elliott, Kurt Busch, William Byron. E3 Helmet Stickers in an elimination effort there. But he was solid, like I said, early on here tonight. Brandon Jones, humongous win in the Xfinity Series. E3 Helmet Sticker. Michael Annette, big time rally. Keep his homestead hopes alive, hanging around. That's what you gotta do. E3 helmet sticker. And how about my boy Jeremy Commits? E3 helmet sticker this week. And Big D's honorable mention. Hey, the race winner, Hollywood Casino 400, Denny Hamlin. Why not? E3 helmet stickers this week here on 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Elliott, Kurt Busch, Byron, Hamlin, Brandon Jones, Michael Annette, Jeremy Commits, E3 helmet stickers of the week. Again, you can follow me at @EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. And of course, you can find the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcasts, from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and SoundCloud for the latest episodes of the E3 3Wide podcast. Boy, you do not want to miss another thrilling moment. This NASCAR season is getting down to nitty gritty. Just a handful of races left until we decide champion in all three divisions. Big D, let's wrap this thing up, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Appreciate everybody listening to this podcast here tonight. And yeah, by the tell of my voice, I am fired up. And you guys should be as well. Martinsville for the trucks and Cup Series this weekend. I cannot wait to see what dominoes unfold next. What's around the corner? Big D, thanks as usual. And this will be out on Thursday. And we're possibly doing another bonus show this week, which will be out Friday night as well. But we're back to our normal schedule now. This will be out Thursday. If you're listening to this already, appreciate you. And of course, why not tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Hey, the 2019 season is fastly coming to a close. But for now, Big D, EG3, Eddie Green III, thank you guys so much for listening to the post-race edition, playoff edition of the podcast. Congratulations to Brandon Jones and Denny Hamlin. Oh, by the way, Joe Gibbs Racing sweep of Kansas. Next up, Martinsville. Buckle up, folks. Martinsville, we coming at you. We out.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going three wide.